The Boy Who Cried Ninja by Alex Latimer. Whenever you hear this sound, it means it's time to turn the page. Let's begin. Once there was a boy named Tim who no one believed. When his mum asked him where the last slice of cake was, he told her the truth. "It was a ninja," cried Tim. A ninja crept into the house, kicked the cake into the air, and ate it in one go. When his dad asked him where the hammer was, he told him the truth. An astronaut landed in the garden and needed it to fix a spaceship. "He's got your hammer." And when Grandpa asked him if he had done his homework, he told him the truth. "A giant squid ate my whole school bag while I was off buying an ice cream." Tim's parents were very cross with him for telling lies, so they told him to go rake up the leaves in the garden and to think about what he'd done. But the more he thought about it, the more he thought that perhaps he really should lie. Then no one would be cross with him. What else could he do? So the next time a pirate jumped out of the cupboard, drank all the tea straight from the pot, he owned up. And the next time a sunburned crocodile landed on the roof and accidentally broke the TV aisle and said it was him who'd done it. And the next time a time-traveling monkey appeared on the top of the TV and started throwing pencils at Grandpa. Grandpa, while he was sleeping. "Ow!" he said. It was all his fault. But none of it helped. Tim's parents told him to go and water the vegetable patch and think about all the bad things he'd done. If he'd told the truth, he was in trouble. And if he lied, he was also in trouble. What could he do? Then he had an idea. He found some paper and some stamps and wrote 6 letters, then went down to the post office and posted them off. 2 days later, 6 different people received the same letter. It went like this. "Dear you all, there is a party at my house. Tomorrow, there will be plenty of cake. There will be plenty of hammers, my new school bag, buckets of tea, TV aerials, and pencils. Please come. Me." The next day was Saturday. Dad was fixing the house, Grandpa was reading the newsletter, and Mum was vacuuming. Bing bong! Then the doorbell rang. "Who could it be?" asked Grandpa. "I'll get it," said Tim. There at the door stood a line of strange creatures. First a ninja, then an astronaut, a giant squid, a pirate, a crocodile, recently recovered from sunburn, and a time-traveling monkey. Tim's parents could see that he'd been trying to tell the truth from the beginning. They said so and promised to buy him 100 ice creams. As for the rest of them, Tim's parents were very cross. "Go rake all the leaves in the garden and think about what you've done," said his dad. When they cleaned the whole garden, there really was a party, and no one ate all the cake. No one took anything without asking. No one swallowed a school bag, and no one drank all the tea. No one broke the aisle, and no one threw pencils. It was the best party Tim ever had. And because his parents now believed him, he never had to cry ninja ever again. The end.